Hi, this is Daniel Garber of the Movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Khalid is a mechanic in Aleppo when the bombs start to fall, killing most of his family. He flees Syria and makes his way through Europe until he finds refuge in Finland. But when he applies for refugee status there, he's turned down and is threatened with deportation. He ends up living on the streets until he's given a job in an unusual restaurant, recently bought by an eccentric older man looking for a career change. Khalid is searching for his lost sister, even as he runs from police, government agents, and neo-Nazis. Will his new job show him the other side of hope? The Other Side of Hope is filmmaker Aki Kaurismäki's latest film. It shows the plight of refugees in Finland, as well as the endearing, if oddball, characters, the live musicians, and the very specific aesthetic unique to Kaurismäki's films. It stars Sherwin Haji as Khalid. Sherwin himself is originally from Syria, where he acted on TV, and he continues his accomplished career of acting and filmmaking in Europe. And I'm very pleased to speak with Sherwin here on location at the Toronto International Film Festival to tell us more about The Other Side of Hope. Hi, Sherwin.
Hi.
Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
So, The Other Side of Hope is a comedy, but it's also a realistic portrayal of the lives of refugees, Syrian and otherwise, in Finland. What is your connection to this, your personal connection? Have you ever encountered these people?
Well, first of all, I'm an actor.
Yes.
And in order to play a role of a doctor, you don't need to be really a doctor in reality, or if you want to be a pilot, the same thing. So, of course, life is something and the story is a different thing. However, the character of Khalid, when I read it for the first time, I didn't struggle to find common points. And that's what exactly I wanted to do on screen, to bring it closer to people, to see it as a human. And as my story is different. It's slightly different. I haven't been through this forced migration. The only thing that forced me to migrate from Syria was love, a love story.
So, that's a great reason.
So I left because of the heartbeat.
That's why you left Syria, but what brought you to Finland?
I met a beautiful Finnish lady, and then we are still together.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, since then. Yeah, the character of Khalid resembles my friends and some family members, a daily stories that I hear and read about every day. I was born in Syria, and those stories, they are real to me, and those images, they are real to me.
Were you from Aleppo originally?
No, but I lived in Aleppo. I walked in its streets. I have been eating good food. I have family members who lives in Aleppo till this very moment.
Mm-hmm.
I'm from the Kurdish side. It's east north. I was born in what we call it Rojava now, the West Kurdistan. And I moved to Damascus to study and achieve education and involve in the industry there.
So you speak Kurdish and
Arabic? Yes, I do. Kurdish is my mother tongue, and Arabic, I've learned it.
And you speak English, and we talked earlier, you also speak Finnish.
Finnish, yeah.
Yeah, how many more? German?
Well, I learned Turkish at some point.
Oh.
Just for work reasons and stuff. And I tried German. It wasn't my language. I've learned some Spanish. I made some courses.
Oh, very multilingual.
You know, it's a beautiful thing. It's just like it's one of those things that gives you a key to communicate with wider range of human beings. And it's a beautiful thing.
I've never been to Finland myself, but my normal vision of Finland is very shiny and bright and clean and colorful, but Aki Kaurismäki's aesthetic is sort of gritty, noir, a little bit broken, a little bit bruised.
Yeah.
Are the locations used in that film, do they actually exist?
They do exist, and they are real places in Finland. And as a matter of fact, many of those places, they are like endangered buildings. They are like, so Aki have this kind of very specious way of documenting life, documenting things that they might not exist later. And he does the same thing with his, like, all his stories, his world. He have this established world that's so so special, so nostalgic, but yet it's happening now, today. It has this, like, retro element to it. It's like a world that swings between past and present, you know. And this is, I think, this what makes him a distinguished director. You can figure out it's Aki's film seeing one frame.
I agree. Even a still photo, and it can only be Aki's film.
You know, the reality is a facade, you know, like, but the intensity, it's the cinema, what comes through the cinema. It captures beyond the surfaces. The surfaces, they do exist, but is it real? That's what I think. Aki captures something way more intense and rather poetic than there are other genres, and there is something called reality TV, and there is documentary.
Oh, no.
If you want to see the reality looks like.
I think reality TV is to see how things aren't really like.
Exactly, yeah.
But documentary,
yeah, of course.
Does he find things, or does he build things when he's making the film? In other words, will he find a location that is exactly what he wants, or will he find a plain place and he'll
both?
Oh, okay,
both. I mean, like, being on set with Aki, and it was like a beautiful experience. An experience of great value for me, to see how he deal with that image that's inside his mind, and how he try to bring it and capture it by celluloid. He do film shoot only on film.
Mm-hmm.
Never used
digital. No, I know, it's such a difference.
Deep
warmth in the lighting
and the locations. For example, he have things in his mind, and he insists that this is the location I want to film in. And in certain places, he built, for example, the restaurant and bar. It was
like, oh, that was built for him.
Built.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it looked like it could have been there since the 1950s.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And this is the beautiful thing, that as soon, even if it's built, you feel it's full of soul, that like all the character of his movies have been sitting there smoking their cigarettes and drinking their beer and talking their stories, and in that very location, which is just, if you touch the wall, it might be still wet.
Huh.
Yeah.
Now, your character, Khaled, he's to me, when he tells his story of how he came to Finland, he was like the poster child for a refugee. He had everything happened to him that, to me, shouted, he's a refugee, and yet he gets turned down. Why would that happen?
Well, I mean, I think it's a good question. Reality is different, as we just talked earlier. And Finland is it's a beautiful place. In reality, I have family, I have friends, I have work, I have every possible thing, and it has, of course, like any country, it has all the elements.
Right, the good things and the
good
bad things.
The bad things and so on. I don't need to describe them further.
Right.
But concerning refugees in Finland, it's one of the generous, actually, countries that took in and in a proper way. But Aki's concerned in his stories about the future.
Uh-huh.
You know, considering the madness that's taking over this planet for at least the last 5 years, which is like unbelievable.
That's horrendous.
It's like, I think he is concerned about the direction this country is heading to rather than today's world. It's like, perhaps he just like, is giving a suggestion to the society and to the government itself that, like, awakening call.
Okay. One of the things in the movie, there's like thugs, neo-Nazis on the street. Mm-hmm. Are there neo-Nazis in Helsinki? And have you ever encountered them yourself?
Yes, they do exist in all Europe, I think in everywhere. But on the other hand, there are like, they're good people as well.
No, of course. No,
I
mean,
stick
was
to
there
my
ever,
good friends.
Right.
Yeah.
Was there ever you or someone you know had an encounter with them? Or?
No, but this is this happening. This is a daily thing.
So you read about it in the paper?
Yeah, it happens. But of course, on the other hand, it doesn't mean that every single refugee is like our angel or stuff as well.
Of course
it's
not.
It's a more organic life. And I don't like to put things in a stereotypical frame.
Okay.
That either this or that. It's more organic. It's more complex.
Okay.
It has more dimensions, you know, than black and white.
So let's talk about the music. That's another unique feature of Aki's films, where he has this sort of rockabilly Western American rock and roll mixture, but feeling very authentic, like it just came out of the 60s, maybe.
Yeah.
And yet in the film, you're also, are you playing the oud?
Yeah, it's called saz or bouzouk or whatever.
Yeah.
It has several names.
Were you actually playing it?
Yes.
So you're a musician as well?
Well, I do.
How about the other kind of music? Aki's normal music.
Yeah, it's... I mean, that what I played, it's Aki's normal music as well.
Mm-hmm.
Because he didn't feel that it's different than his world.
Right. Oh, okay.
Yeah. And that's a beautiful thing because music, it's an international language. But
transcendent.
Different accents, you know.
Yeah.
There. And it's a genuine, it's a very essential part of Aki's world. Or Aki's dream world.
Right. So it's all sort of a dream or a fantasy.
Yes.
Elements of reality.
Of course. And those musicians, they are like, they have history with Aki, and those are like respected and well-known musicians, and we love their music like equally to the way we like their music inside the films.
Does he always use the same band, or does he create the band?
There are bands, and then there are like, I think, creative ones as well.
And are they actually playing the instruments, or are they
actors?
Yes, they do play.
And we enjoy just watching them.
There's always
playing
it
and singing it, and we just like see it being filmed.
There's always a part of the movie that's he just lets the musicians play.
Of course,
it's beautiful.
Of course.
And finally, I wonder if you could talk about your co-star. The Finnish man in the story who opens up the restaurant.
Yeah, Sakari Kuosmanen, and he's a rock star, actually, from there until today. And like, he's a well-known musician, and he's a...
Literally rock star.
Yeah, and he's a good friend of mine.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We go, we play billiard, and grab some beer sometime, and...
You knew him before the movie?
No, we met in
you
the
met
movie.
You met on the set, but now you're...
Now we are friends, yeah.
Yeah.
And we greet each other sometime. He lives in another city. And we call each other. We say, how are you? How's your family? And what are you up to? What are you doing? How's life? And this is a beautiful thing because working with Aki, it's not just work, you know. It's like a family. You know, you meet people on different base of communication.
Yeah, right.
Without filters, you know, without...
No, it was a beautiful movie, and I really liked it. Thanks so much for talking with me.
Thank you.
Actor Shirwan Haji's newest film, The Other Side of Hope, had its world premiere at TIFF and is opening soon in Toronto. This is Daniel Garber, the Movies, each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.